This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
The NFL Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet 100 and get 100 at thesportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's thesportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. WynnBET. State restrictions apply.
I'm just about that action, boss.
You have to be kidding me. That is impossible.
I'm raising the ante. Anybody wants it? Yeah.
Welcome, everybody, to the NFL Gambling Podcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Thursday, January 26th, and we only have three games remaining in the NFL 2022-23 season. I am your host, Ryan McIntyre, a.k.a. Moneyline Mac, and joined, like every week on this show, by Justin Mark, a.k.a. J-Mark Football. J-Mark, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? We are a game away from the Super Bowl. Can you believe it?
I know, man. It's sad. I mean, it builds and builds and builds. But honestly, when it gets to this point, man, like it's like, man, we only have three games left in the whole NFL season. Obviously, we got the two championship games on Sunday between the Eagles and Niners, and then the AFC, which this is the game we will preview, the Cincinnati Bengals and Kansas City Chiefs, a rematch of a classic last year. Nick Fortune in the chat. Yes, I am rocking the glasses today. I thought I'd give my eyes a little bit of a day off for those watching on YouTube. A couple late night grinds on the college basketball experience. So I say, you know, I'm going to let the eyes breathe a little bit today and go glasses look.
I heard you guys got your channel canceled.
We did, you know, a little dust over there on the college basketball experience. But, hey, you know what? They couldn't keep us down for long. I think it was because we were giving out too many winners. I mean, Chicago State on the money line. I mean, you like the Bears getting a little bit on the Cougar action, going to Myrtle Beach again to win, or us just single-handedly ending the Georgetown Hoyas Big East win streak.
We're going to go with that and nothing to do with the Russians.
Exactly. Yeah. You'll have to tune in tonight. Actually, we're going early tonight, 9 Eastern. So you'll actually get a chance to watch yourself, 8 Central your time. We'll see if I get equal screen rights.
I bet you won't.
Well, NC Knicks on, so we'll see what happens. But
okay.
Yeah, everybody tune into the College Basketball Experience tonight to get some comedy, we'll say that. And if you want to get even more comedy with football, go check out the XFL Gambling Podcast with our guy right here, J-Mark, Bottom Line Bomb, CJ Sullivan, and the Dantabase, Colby Dance. So good comedy, and the season's right around the corner. When does that begin?
February 18th, the Saturday after the Super Bowl. So it's coming up, and yeah, join us. We're going to be right now tentatively Wednesdays at 2 or 2:30 Central Time. But yeah, we got another good show next week, working on getting some guests. So yeah, it's a good time. A lot of laughter.
You know what? It's once the NFL's over, everybody craves football, and nobody wants to wait all the way till August to talk football again. So yeah, good for the XFL, USFL, Canadian Football League. They're all trying to build it up. I mean, I think there's a demand for it, obviously, with gambling being legalized. So I think one of these leagues is really going to take the bull by the horns and run with it and become that league that everybody's wanted in the offseason before the NFL.
Or hopefully, I mean, both of them. I love more football. So if they both succeed well, keep going for years and years, I'm happy. I'm here for it.
No doubt. Indeed. recapping though, last weekend in divisional round, in the first game that we previewed, we took. Sorry, I can't talk right now. Kansas City defeated the Jacksonville Jaguars 27-20 to move on. Obviously, the headline out of that one was Patrick Mahomes banged up, but nevertheless comes back and gets it done. In the nightcap, it was the Philadelphia Eagles absolutely throttling their rival in the NFC East, the New York Football Giants, 38-7. The Eagles look like their old selves in that game. And we moved over to Sunday in the early game. And honestly, probably the stunner of the weekend, just with how dominant the Cincinnati Bengals were going to Buffalo and just annihilating them 27-10, controlling the tempo in the snow in Buffalo. And then last but not least, of course, promo code Dallas sucks. Once again, they do the NFC Championship and they lose to the San Francisco 49ers. Niners move on to the NFC Championship, winning a score of 19-12. And if you haven't noticed already, all four unders hit.
Yeah. Big hit on your part. I know you tweeted that out going with the, all the unders, and yeah, that was a really good call. I wish I had tailed you, 'cause I didn't. What game there surprised you the most with the outcome?
For the under or outcome?
Just the outcome in general.
Definitely the Bengals. I thought that the Bills, honestly, I was on the Bills 'cause I thought the Bills, it was a good spot. They were going to take advantage of the Cincinnati offensive line issues, but the Bengals just manhandled them, beat them the trenches, ran the ball with Mixon and Pirine. So, yeah, and Rod and I recapped it because this Buffalo team, they got to look at themselves in the mirror and find a way to fix some issues that they obviously can't play well in the cold for some reason, even though they're in Buffalo because they can't run the football.
Yeah, no, and I think part of that is just they haven't had a dominant running back for seems like years. That's something they definitely need to look to improve. That one surprised me. I expected it to be a 3-point game either way, but the Eagles routing the Giants the way they did shocked the hell out of me. And then you talk about Brian Daboll is one of the finalists for Coach of the Year, but nothing for Sirianni. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. The fact that they routed them like that and still not really getting the respect. It's interesting.
I mean, I'm on record saying I think Doug Peterson should win it with the situation he took over and to get that thing to the playoffs and win a playoff game in year number one. I think Dougie P should get it. But, I mean, Sirianni should be in consideration. I know his roster is solid. It's a good roster. They're in the NFC Championship, and a lot of people thought they would be going into the year, but they still dominated the regular season. So, and then, obviously, Shanahan being in there because – of what he's done with Brock Purdy and the quarterback room, starting with Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't know if Brock Purdy will win Rookie of the Year. I don't think he's played enough games.
Yeah, I mean, he shot up the odds board there. But, yeah, I don't know if he'll win it or not.
Nick Fortune, I wouldn't say Kyle Shanahan deserves it more over Doug Peterson just because I know the quarterback's room has been kind of a carousel this year, but – Jacksonville was a dumpster fire with the Urban Meyer. I mean, that was a terrible situation to take over, and he's turned it around. Not in year number one, he dethroned the Tennessee Titans already.
Yeah, and we talked about it preseason. Like, it's not always necessarily who the best coach was. It's kind of a narrative-driven thing. Narrative. So if nobody expects anything out of the Jaguars compared to the 49ers, then when the Jaguars do well, that's going to mean more to the media, the voters, et cetera. So. Yeah.
Yep. Definitely no, seeing eye to eye on that. Yeah. It's like a lot of awards. So, I mean, comeback player of the year, MVP even is driven. I think Mahomes has that one locked up.
Yeah. I still think Jalen Hurts should get it. They had a hell of a season. Yeah. 'Cause of my ticket too. Yeah.
Yep. We're going to dive into this AFC championship and just go through some different ways to bet this game. How we see it playing out, give out some touchdown props as well at the end of the show. But if you're looking to get down on some action, you better do so over at WynnBET, because WynnBET is the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is active in a bunch of states, and there are tons of ways to win, including live betting and same game parlays. The NFL playoffs are here. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. Ready to play? Sign up today. Receive a special offer. Bet 100, get 100, limited to state availability. And, of course, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you get a $1,000 free credit. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so that they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older. In the same state, playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone has a gambling problem, please call 1-800-522-4700. All right, man. We've teased it. And we are moving along, and it's
my mother checking in. Purdy for mother, rookie of the year, and yes, this is a Guinness.
Yes, love it, absolutely love it. And we're gonna go right into this AFC championship because we got the Cincinnati Bengals, a rematch of last year, game that they won, are going back to Arrowhead. This line's been all over the place this week. Kansas City opened as a 3-point favorite. Then I think Kansas City almost got all the way up to 3. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think it stopped at 2.5, back down to 1. Currently, Chiefs are laying 1. I guess everybody's reading really into that Patrick Mahomes stretching drill, going to touch his toes, how he's walking to and from the podium, into the hallway. A lot of analysis going on right now. A lot of doctors. I feel like we're back with the Tua days where everybody was saying if he should play or not. And the over-under is set at 48. Jay Mark, initial thoughts on this game.
So if you haven't checked out one of our other shows, Bottom Line Bombs, he walked through the line movement in a very funny way, saying that the news came out, Patrick Mahomes having the high ankle sprain, it favored the Bengals. Then somebody pointed out, well, last time he had that injury, he threw like 4 touchdowns. So then it went to the Chiefs. And then they talked about his mobility was lessened than Bengals. And then they showed him like just kind of slightly, slowly jogging forward. And now it's back to the Chiefs. So very interesting. But I like the Bengals here. And the mobility of Patrick Mahomes is a big part of it. I more than sprained my ankle in August.
Yes, but can relate to this.
Yes, but I can move my foot and still feel it. If I jump off of it, I can still feel it. And the Bengals, they have been getting after quarterbacks. The Bengals had 8 quarterback hits. Now, not necessarily sacks, but 8 quarterback hits last week. The Chiefs allowed the Jags to have 6. So I think the Bengals are going to be, they're a better defensive unit anyway. So I think they're going to be hitting Mahomes. He's not going to be able to evade them like he normally would and do those little flick passes while he's, midair. And because of that, I think the Bengals are going to win this one. I like taking them with the points. I like taking them on the money line. I just think that defense is going to kind of overwhelm Kansas City. I'm not saying Kansas City's a bad team by any means. I know they got a lot of weapons, but when it comes down to it, I don't think Patrick Mahomes is going to be healthy enough to carry this team on his back. And that's what the Chiefs need in order for them to win. What are you feeling on this one?
I'm going to take the contrarian side because I feel like the Bengals have become the public darling all of a sudden with their beatdown of the Buffalo Bills. I still think Patrick Mahomes, revenge angle. I think that he's able to find a way. I know he's on a bum ankle, but I still thought even with the bum ankle, he looked pretty good. And <Yeah. laughs> but you do mention a good point. Like everybody's giving Joe Burrow all the praise. This defense is playing out of their minds. They've held what is it now? I saw a stat that they've held their opponents, the Kansas City or the Cincinnati Bengals, to 21 points or less in like 6 straight games now. And you remember the game last year where Kansas City gets up 21-3 and it looks like it's going to be route on. They're going to be celebrating in Arrowhead, another Super Bowl appearance. They shut them out in the second half until at the very end when it went to overtime. So I do like this matchup, but I think this is the spot where that Bengals offensive line is going to show up as well. I think that Kansas City is going to be able to get after Burrow in the passing game. And I'm gonna take the Kansas City Chiefs here. They're not really a dog anymore. They were a dog. I grabbed them when they were +1. So obviously I like them at laying 1 because I think they're gonna win this game. I could see them winning a game by a field goal. Total wise, what do you think total wise?
I like the over, even though I just got done saying that I think the Bengals are really going to get after the Chiefs. I think both these offenses can put up points, and I think they're going to be competing with each other to keep up. You know, the Jags moved the ball fairly well against the Chiefs. This Bengals team is a whole different unit than the Jags. They got a lot more talent. They have a more confident quarterback. And then the Chiefs, I mean, obviously we know they can put up a lot of points, and I think they're going to. So I definitely like the over. One Sharp Shark has a safe bet for us. He thinks Mahomes is going to throw for 5,000 yards. So if you can find under 5,001.5 for him, take it.
There's an angle for you. I'm going back to the well here. I'm going under 48, and I think both defenses are underrated. I know we got Mahomes and Burrow, two out of the maybe arguably the two best quarterbacks in the NFL. If not, definitely at least at minimal two out of the best five. But you look at the defense, I mentioned it with the Cincinnati Bengals. I kind of butchered that stat because it's five straight games that they've held their opponents in the teens. They haven't given up more than 24 points since week number 11 against the Steelers of all teams. And you look over on the other side of things. Yes, sir. Power mug, baby. Let's go. It's for Kansas City, man. Other than the Denver game, Seattle, they held them to 10. Vegas, 13. And I thought Jacksonville with a little backdoor field goal there. I thought they did a good job. I think they can get after Burrow. And another thing, this would be the fourth time these two teams have played in the last, 13 months, because they played in January last year. So, I mean, it's been crazy that they've played, and they're not even division foes. So it's basically turned into a division rivalry, but not in the same division with how many times they're playing each other. They know each other. They're well scouted, good, well coached. I like that. I like what One Sharp Shark says. Kansas City wins this game 23-20. I like that score. You know what? And I might throw something on that as an exacta.
There you go. Except at the last second, Burrow's going to throw a touchdown to win 27-23, hit the over, and Bengals win.
I was about to say, that doesn't do me shit.
Right. Yeah. Do you think there's any angle here on the fact that the Bengals have felt so disrespected in this whole number one seed controversy, I guess, that we had with, you know, the Bills, Chiefs not playing? That kind of screwed the Bengals out of potentially getting the number one seed. Do you think that's going to factor into this game? Or are they going to be hanging on to that and really trying to show that they belong as the number one team in the AFC?
Yes, I do think that is a factor, but I also think Mahomes kind of feels disrespected that everybody has kind of started saying, oh, Burrow, he's right there with Mahomes. And Mahomes is saying, all right, I'll show you, man. I mean, he's still Patrick Mahomes. And I keep saying dog, but it's just the public is pounding Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So they are the public darling, and rightfully so. I mean, what they did in Buffalo is impressive. I heard an angle, and I thought this was intriguing. It was a genius move for them to wear their all white uniforms on Sunday in the snow.
True. True, I didn't think about that.
Like Boise State with the blue on blue turf, I said, you know what? That's a pretty good sharp analysis there. So we'll see. I bet you they go back to the all whites. I do like those all white uniforms. They are nasty. But anyway, side note, we're on opposite sides here. So a little diversity for our audience here. That I'm on Kansas City in the under, and J Mark is on Cincinnati in the over. Any first half props or first quarter bet you like?
Oh boy, I didn't even look at those. Since I'm on the over, you know, I said Bengals team total over last week. I think one Sharquin Cognito at the time asked the question of team total over 10 points for the Bengals. They covered that quickly as they went out to that 14-0 lead. Trying to pull up here what their over is for first quarter or first half, but I would like that again. I think they're going to start
first quarter is 9.5. I'm with you. I'm on the under for the game, but these two teams start fast. So
yeah.
Scripted play. We've seen Andy Reid over the years. I'll take over 9.5 as well. I like that angle as well.
Yeah. One thing I was going to say that will get the Bengals in trouble. Of course, they have to run the ball well. Joe Mixon's got to show up like he did last week. But
no doubt,
if the Chiefs start getting after Joe Burrow, he is not a mobile quarterback. Last week, I was watching the game, and we were getting ready to go to a funeral at the time, but we were sitting watching the game while we were waiting, and I said, Joe Burrow cannot scramble. And that play, he started running and he tried to spin and just got blasted while he was trying to spin. If they can get after him, he can't get away. You know, he's not good at getting away and he doesn't like throwing the ball away. So that will be key for, I think, the Chiefs defense to focus on getting after Burrow early and often.
I agree with you there. What do you think for first half? You got anything on that? I know I'm looking at the over under for the first half. I know I'm putting you on the spot here. Is over under 23.5, or do you maybe want to look at a Cincinnati money line? I'm seeing it at +100 first half money line for Cincinnati. You think they start fast here?
That's what I was just seeing too, the money line. Yeah, I think at half, I think they're winning. Now, whether Kansas City makes the comeback, we know how Patrick Mahomes can do that. He can make the comeback with half a leg or not. So, yeah, I like that angle, taking them +100. I like looking for plus money if it makes sense. So that's a good one. I really do like that one. I'll probably get down on that one myself.
Yeah, and if you want Kansas City money line, I'm seeing them over at WinBet at -115. So if you want to pay a little juice there, I think Kansas City starts fast. That's me personally. Or if you want to go first half result three way, Kansas City -105. So I like Kansas City to start fast, and that starting fast. Speaking of which. First down touchdowns. I know this has been our darling here, so let's see if we can hit one here. We need to be like that guy that hit the exacta for all four, turn $5 into $72,000.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. For me, my first touchdown, he did it last week. I'm going to pick him to do it again. Ja'Marr Chase, +750. He's just so hard to cover. Even when they do have good cover guys on him, he's so hard to cover. They like to get him involved a lot, and he's just a big play guy. So I like him taking the first touchdown. How about you?
I am going to go. Where is my guy at? Where is Travis Kelce at? I am seeing Travis Kelce. Why am I not seeing Travis Kelce? Did they take him off the board?
He should be there somewhere.
I was about to say, Travis Kelce. Oh, +575. Ah, man, I got to give somebody out bigger than that. That's too... Mahomes runs it in. Nah. Put in perspective, last time these two teams met, Burrow with the first touchdown. And what's Joe Burrow right now? Joe Burrow currently is at 19-1. Last year was Tyreek Hill. Obviously, you can't take Tyreek Hill. He's not on the team. And that was in the AFC Championship game where they went up 21-3. They actually went up 14-0 last year in the regular season game, and DeMarcus Robinson got the first one. I'm going to take a stab at maybe we'll go Juju 13-1. I think this could be a Juju or should I go with Kramer's guy? Where is he at?
Is that Noah Gray? Is that who you're thinking?
No. I'll come back to this. Okay. I'm going Juju. I like Kadarius Toney. 12-1. There he is.
Okay. Yeah.
I knew he was in here somewhere.
The former giant. Now I get it.
Yeah. So 12-1, 13-1. As you can see, I think the Chiefs are going to score first. So that's my angle. Yeah. I see Noah Gray at 20-1. My official one, I will go Juju 13-1.
All right. I like it. Here's a fun one for you. If you think the stars are going to show up, so I would say Ja'Marr Chase and Travis Kelce are the stars. Do a build your own bet of Ja'Marr Chase to score two or more touchdowns, Travis Kelce to score two or more touchdowns, 30-1 +3,000. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I was actually building my own bet currently as well, because I was thinking that as well. Like, I think Kelsey's big in this game. The bigger the stage, the bigger Kelce is with Mahomes. If we go two plus touchdowns for Kelce, +480 here, parlayed with that anytime touchdown, the first time touchdown for Juju, and then We take the Chiefs on the money line for the game and the under. There you go. This is nice, juicy, where you could go bet 100 bucks here to win 28 grand, 28 to 1, or 288 to 1. So let's go.
Love it. Love it. That's a good one. Obviously not for me if I'm on the Bengals, but that is a good one.
All we need is Juju to score. Do you have you built one up here?
Yeah, here's one that four legs to it. You bet 100, you win 650, so it's 6.5 to 1. Joe Mixon over 65 rushing yards. Patrick Mahomes over 265 passing yards. Joe Burrow 2 touchdown passes. And Travis Kelce 1 anytime touchdown, 6.5 to 1. I think the Bengals are going to run the ball. I think Mixon's going to show up like he did last week. I think Mahomes is going to pass the ball like he does pretty much every game, sling it. I think Joe Burrow is going to throw a couple touchdowns, and then I think Travis Kelce is going to score one. So all those seem pretty feasible. And again, that's 6.5 to 1, bet $100, win 650.
I like that. I'm not seeing any exact scores right now. So stay tuned, Dad. We may tweet that out on Sunday because, I mean, everybody wants to get down on an exact score, maybe 23 to 20. I like that angle. Let's go right into our lock and dog then. So that's our build your own bet over at WinBet. You guys got to go check that out. It really is the best that the features that Win offers you. Who are you locking up here? Bengals or the under money line?
I'm going to lock up a prop. I normally don't do that, but we have limited options. So I'm going to lock up Joe Burrow over 1.5 passing touchdowns. It's around negative 180, looks like minus 180. So pay a little bit of juice there, but these teams can both score. So I feel fairly confident on that one. What do you got for a lock?
I'm going to take the Chiefs money line. Get it done. Whether it's got to be by 1 point or not. I think they win this game and they're back in the Super Bowl for the, third time now in 4 years under Andy Reid. They get the revenge, finally beat the Bengals, who beat them 3 straight. And what do you want to do dog-wise?
Oh, man. I thought I was going to take Bengals on the money line, but I don't think they're a dog right now, are they?
They are currently over at WinBet. I am seeing...
Was minus 105. I don't know if they changed it or not.
Yeah, my thing is not loading. It is plus 100.
All right, I'll take it. It's a small dog, but I'll take dog, it.
Small dog, yeah. For my dog, I'm going to go with first quarter spread. Kansas City laying 0.5 is plus 135.
Oh, nice.
So I think that's a good dog right there. I might throw that in my build your own win bet. So if I think the Chiefs are going to win, I think they start fast like they have in the past. For my official build your own, I'm going to take Kansas City to win the game. I'm going to take the under for the first quarter. I'm going to take them to win that. And then I will throw in my first TD prop, which was Juju. And that is going to pay a total of, this is such an adventure. I love this.
He does. Just so Nick, you know, Ford, apparently Nick does not like that bet.
Oh, well, get over it.
He's got the glasses, Nick. He's extra smart this episode.
I'm laser focused here, baby. Quit messing with my focus. Bet 100 to win 11 grand. That's what I'm going with. Let's go.
There you go. I expect I'll be getting a bottle of whiskey if you hit that, right?
Oh, if I hit that, everybody's getting something.
There you go.
So that's my dog there. Chiefs laying 0.5 after the first quarter. Super Bowl-wise, who you got on the other side? So you got the Bengals in the AFC. I got the Chiefs, obviously. Who you got on the other side?
I think that game's even, I don't know, closer or tougher to call than this one. Because I think the Eagles are a juggernaut, but the 49ers are just so good as well. It's going to be a matter of how Brock Purdy holds up, but I'm taking the Niners. I think Kyle Shanahan is a hell of a coach. He's obviously been in this position before, injured quarterbacks, against the grain. So yeah, Purdy's going to have a challenge going on the road and facing those Eagles on the road. But I like the Bengals to face the 49ers for the Super Bowl. How about you?
I'm with you. I got the Niners. I think they can bother Philadelphia with their defense. It's going to be a physical matchup, be able to stop the run. And I think they're going to be able to run the ball to keep that Philadelphia offense on the sideline. I think that's another part of it that nobody's talking about is just the ball control. Washington, my team is the one that has the blueprint on how to beat the Philadelphia Eagles. You run the ball, keep Jalen Hurts on the sideline, stop the run. And I think San Francisco is a much, much better version of Washington in those categories. So I think they have the blueprint. And everybody's talking about it's a hostile environment. I hear you. But this is the same group that went to Lambeau last year. Yeah. Got it done in prime time, snowing at Lambeau. I think they'll be up for the challenge. I know Purdy's a rookie, but it's still a veteran group here. And run the ball, play good defense. I think they get out of there. Kind of like this game, a field goal. Another under, I'll be on.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, Brock Purdy, he's used to those big games in the Big 12 for Iowa State. So I have expectation he'll show up. But yeah, I mean, you said it with running the ball. The Eagles defense, everybody talks about how good they are, but they're not great against stopping the run.
You can run the ball on them, yep.
Yeah, they were allowing like the 14th, I think, 14th against stopping the run for yards per game. So Christian McCaffrey, Elijah Mitchell, those guys are going to get it done.
Yep, no, we're seeing eye to eye on that one. So that would hit your 30-1 Bengals Niners exact the Super Bowl. Gets to that matchup. Who you got hosting the Lombardi Trophy? What, about 17 days from now?
Yeah, that's tough. I'm gonna say it just for my buddy Nick Fortune, who's listening to us. I'm gonna say the 49ers get it because I think they need to do it now. They're gonna have some tough decisions next year with Purdy, Trey Lance, etc. So yeah, I'm going to take the 49ers to beat the Bengals. How about you?
I'm taking the Chiefs, man. Legacy year for Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid. They get their second one done, but they got to get through Cincinnati first because that's their kryptonite so far. It's the only team that can beat Kansas City for some reason. So I'm on Kansas City to win it all. I think they've been the most consistently good team all year. So we'll see, man. It's going to be fun.
Have the Bengals won three in a row or four?
Three. Yeah, because two last year, the regular season this year. Yeah. If they win Sunday, it'll be four in a row. If Cincinnati does win, I think they're going to win it all. I think it's going to be the winner of the AFC, me personally.
Yeah. No faith in those NFC strong defensive units, run the ball.
I will say the Niners should have beat the Chiefs in the one Super Bowl just a couple years ago. Their physicality really bothered Kansas City, and then Mahomes started doing Mahomes things. So it'll be interesting, and we'll obviously stay tuned. Follow us on Twitter for updates on what the schedule will be for the Super Bowl coming up, because obviously we got Pro Bowl next weekend. Maybe we'll be talking Pro Bowl betting. I don't know what the odds are on that or even how they're playing the Pro Bowl this year with the Manning brothers. But, hey, if there's a way to bet it, we'll find a way to give a betting angle for you guys.
Absolutely. Who wins the shuffleboard tournament in the Pro Bowl?
No doubt. It's going to be fun, man. And obviously, I keep saying this, it's because as we near year number one of the NFL Gambling Podcast, it's been a fun year. And just thank you, everybody, for tuning in throughout. And it's going to be a fun ride from here on out. Make sure you go over to Spotify and leave a 5-star review. So we really appreciate it. It helps. Sponsors love seeing that kind of stuff. And interactive audience is a better audience for sponsors.
Absolutely. Agreed.
Before we get up on out of here, you got anything, J-Mark?
No, I mean, good luck on everybody's bets. If you have a team in the finals here, unlike Ryan and myself, good luck to your team. Hopefully you get the joy of seeing them win. It'd be nice to know what that feels like to see your team make the Super Bowl. But
no doubt.
That's all I got. Follow me on Twitter at JMarkFootball. All sorts of XFL stuff coming out, as you said earlier. And that's all I got.
I'm with you, man. Appreciate everybody. Good luck with your bets this weekend. check out Moonoff. I think Moonoff and Rod will be on tomorrow to talk some props. So another betting angle, some more props. I know we gave out a couple, but they'll dive even more into the prop market. So good luck with your bets this weekend, and don't forget to let it ride.